Allow your breath to deepen. Taking a tender moment to scan through your body. And just find out if there's anything you need to do to get like 10% more comfortable. As we rest deeply together, we anchor ourselves into the present moment. So often the breath is a wonderful anchor, but it's not the only one available to you. Together, arriving into this moment using our senses to help deliver us more and more. Allowing the ears to be open and receptive as you listen for soft sound in the room. The sounds that you hear as we meditate together can absolutely be an anchor for you. Sound might be what's helpful to bring you back into the moment. Do you feel your body settle? Attention back to your breath and see if this is a helpful place for you to land. The soft rise and fall of your relaxed belly as you breathe. Bring awareness down to the soles of the feet. Let your mind rest here fully. As we flow through our body in this guided relaxation, choosing to bring alive the philosophy of sukha, a Sanskrit word for ease. Choosing as we move through whether there is discomfort or not in the body and the mind, choosing to bring forth ease, choosing to cultivate, to relax into a state of ease. Resting our mind and our attention in the soles of the feet and just feeling. Whatever you're feeling, you might have a temperature, warmth, or coolness here. Or you might be really aware of an inner sensation. Things might pulse, throb, swirl, tickle. And let your mind settle as you rest here, observing the reality of your experience. Slowly flowing up through the ankles, moving your attention slowly, mindfully, up to your knees. Bringing ease. Softening what you can. Resting here. Easefully. As your breath moves, the quality of that movement might elicit that feeling of inner ease. So the mind might pay attention to the breath again, just watching that natural flow in and out, the soft waves of ease, massaging you into a deeper state of relaxation. flowing with the sensations in the body and moving your awareness up the legs. Coming to rest in the hips, the pelvis. Feeling the way this part of your body might sink against the surface you're resting on. Softening all the muscles that tend to grip and hold, like the glutes, the hips. So that you can connect to a feeling of ease in this part of your body. And flowing with the sensations in the body, beginning to kind of feel into the belly, the lower back. Flowing with sensation up, feeling the spine. Bringing awareness up to the center of the chest. And reconnect to your breath for a few moments and feel your breath breathe a sense of spaciousness across the collarbones, the fronts of the shoulders, and down the arms. Feeling the body arriving in a deeper state of inner ease. Be little places of tension that are held in the body. You can feel those little nuggets, those places of stuckness. But choosing to bring ease in the way that you rest in those spaces. When your mind visits a place that's holding tension, may it visit that place with ease and well-being. As you begin to soften your face and relax your jaw, smoothing out your forehead and softening the outer corners of your eyes, bringing ease to your face. And resting in this place of sukha. Knowing that this place is not exclusive to the meditation practice. It's not exclusive to your yoga mat. But it's a philosophy meant to go with you out into the world. May you learn to bring ease to difficult situations so that those situations become easier. May you learn to bring ease wherever you go so that people around you will feel more at ease in your presence. Resting deeply here in a state of ease.